This is an incantation by Keith Scott Mumby. To prepare for this healing incantation, I ask that you remove yourself to a safe, quiet environment, free from interruptions, and lie down on the bed or completely relax in a sitting posture. Tune the equipment so that you're comfortable with the sound levels and adjust the light intensity if there is photic driving. This is time to chill out and calm from the outer world with its motor cars, schedules, television and cell phone frenzy. Switch everything off and just be there and ignore everything else in your world for this time. Lie back and relax. Spread out your arms and legs in a posture of complete surrender and innocence. Close your eyes. Feel the calm. Breathe deeply and slowly. Breathe in for the count of three. One, two, three. And breathe out. Slowly. Breathe in for the count of three. One, two, three. And breathe out slowly. Breathe in and out slowly. Feel your arms and legs are heavy. Your whole body is relaxed. Now, go inside and enter the world of your own mind. Vast, complete, and profound. Your mind is as huge as the cosmos. You embrace all of the cosmos. You are bigger than the cosmos. Your consciousness is greater than all of creation. Now, you must learn to love your body, whatever its shortcomings. Your body is something you live with, live through, and live from. You will walk through your life with that body as companion. Cherish it, don't abuse it. But you are not your body. You are not your thoughts, ideas, beliefs, and behaviors. All of these can be changed. You are an all-surviving, non-material spirit of vast potential. Even if your body is not attractive in current media fashions, don't disparage it. We have many stories and traditions of the ugly person with a heart of gold and true spiritual depth. Beauty and the Beast, or the Hunchback of Notre Dame, are just two examples among many. This tradition is real. Love and honor is true. The mindless drivel you find in the media is shallow, impermanent, and, frankly, biologically silly. Ready? Let's begin. I, Keith Scott Mumby, physician extraordinary, ask that this electronic program be a channel for love and healing energy for those who need it and for this moment in time, the body of this listener. I ask that this person's body obey all instructions pertaining to its best and highest good. I call for love, healing, restoration, and repair. Nature has imbued us with fantastically capable healing mechanisms. Let them commence in their work now. Through this electronic medium, I ask this body to release all frequencies of traumatic energy calmly and safely through the body's own channels and not through the emotional centers. Release all traumatic body imprints and physical pains. Release shadows and unwanted energies. I ask that my guides and the guides of this listener and all beings of light be with us now for guidance, and we give thanks, honor, and blessings together. Now, take your awareness down into your feet. Visualize your feet in your mind. And now let your feet float away from your body. Bring your awareness onto your lower legs, up over your knees and onto your thighs. And now let your legs melt like snow or ice cream. Now bring your awareness onto one hip, up over the pelvic structure to the other hip and around underneath your rump, and let the pelvis melt away. Now let your body sink into a big cotton wool bed or chair, so soft and comfy. Now bring your awareness into your stomach, and as you breathe out, let your stomach soften and sink down into your backbone. Bring your awareness into your chest, and again, as you breathe out, let your chest melt away and collapse inwards. Allow your body to slow the breathing down and become very relaxed and safe. Breathe deeply and slowly. Breathe in for the count of three. One, two, three. And breathe out slowly. Continue to breathe in and out slowly. Take your awareness out onto your hands, up your arms to your shoulders. And now let your arms float away from your body. Bring your awareness into your shoulders, in towards your neck, up over your head and onto your face. Let your head and shoulders float away free, detached. Now let your body sink down into a big soft feather bed, sinking right into the softness. Bring your awareness to looking down into a great big beautiful valley filled with lush green growing things and a hushed magical light. And as you breathe out, your body will become like a feather and drift gently down, down, down into the valley, getting lighter and lighter until you reach a state of total peace and harmony in your beingness. Allow your body to drift effortless, weightless, warm and safe, in company with your guides, in company with my guides, and in company with all beings of light. I ask this person's body to maintain this effortless floating frequency through the stress release which follows, and to return to full consciousness in a state of total harmony at the completion of the stress release, which will be marked by the words, so be it. I ask this body to nurture and repair its DNA and bring it up to full potential. I ask this body to nurture and repair its RNA and bring it up to full potential. I ask this body to take energy through this audio, not from me and not from the listener's own system, but from on high, where the great and compassionate spirits reside. I ask this listener's body to restore glucuronate pathways and synthesize vitamin C. I ask this listener's body to synthesize glutathione freely in large quantities from the substances nature provides and to detoxify the tissues at its own rate. I ask this listener's body to seek out and utilize all vitamin and mineral resources, obtaining maximum benefit from every milligram available. I ask that the listener's immune system be victorious and strong forever in defense of this person. All shadows of past illnesses will be swept away by light, pure light. I ask that this listener's detoxification pathways be victorious and strong forever in defense of this person. All lingering toxins will be found and cleared, allowing the full breadth of life energies. I ask that the listener's liver be victorious and strong forever in defense of this person. I ask that the liver itself is protected and unharmed in its tasks. I ask that the listener's kidneys be victorious and strong forever in defense of this person. I ask that the kidneys are protected and unharmed in their vital task. I ask that the listener's lymphatic system be victorious and strong forever in defense of this person, sweeping away the signs of aging and excreting unwanted substances that reduce life energy. May the brain and nerve pathways remain viable and active until the listener's last day on earth. Especially preserve the sense of self, the sense of being an individual identity. Through our brain, our spiritual self connects with the rest of reality. May the body's perceptions be accurate enough for a wise and enjoyable life out there in the physical universe. Preserve us from illusion, delusion, false emotions and false witness. May taste, touch, smell, vision and hearing be preserved and relished, and may this lead to a strong appreciation of the natural world and a resounding enjoyment of all things beautiful and precious. So be it. Now let me address emotions. Emotions are part physical and part mental. Uncontrolled negative emotions can be very damaging to the mind and body. We must preserve ourselves from the impact of negative emotions, which will wreak havoc with our physical health. If you have not received a nurturing upbringing, you may be suffering from emotional starvation and neglect. Don't worry, most of the world is like that. You can't take the blame, but it is a problem for sure. So you need to learn to master your emotions, and especially not to blame others for what you generate within yourself. You make yourself angry or happy or sad. Nobody else can do that. Naturally, being able to manage your emotions would lead to a better life experience. But somehow the myth has arisen that we're supposed to suffer. If we don't suffer horribly, we are unfeeling and inhuman robots. But all that nonsense is buried by the scientific fact that happiness is physiologically sound for us. We flourish biologically. Our bodies remain vibrant. We live longer. We need to master love, gratitude, and forgiveness. Many people are starved for all three. That's no kind of life. The sad thing about this deficit is that it is completely easy to fix. The person does it for him or herself. No one else is needed. You can love yourself unconditionally, but it is a learned skill. The person needs to be shown what to do and watched until it becomes second nature. The most powerful healing of all comes from forgiveness. The person simply has to let go of the victim modality. Look what you did to me. I want justice kind of thinking. This is essential to progress for one very simple reason. Being a victim doesn't work. You suffer, but it does no good. Trying to make others feel wrong or feel guilty is a fool's game. It stems usually from the silly notion that forgiveness is somehow letting the other person off. The truth is, it is releasing the victim from further suffering. It is totally irrelevant whether or not the supposed perpetrator escapes justice. Love is equally powerful. We need to learn to love more. But most people are stuck on the similarly unworkable computation that if he or she loves me more, I can love back more. It's the wrong way round. You can find more love by first loving others more. It's just an act of faith that if you go around manifesting love, you will find more love. But it's totally true. Until a person makes the shift, there is little hope of an individual finding that precious feeling of worth. One of the major barriers we encounter is that people have little love or forgiveness for the self. He or she is tragically bad at self-respect. But the truth is that it's very hard to love someone who does not love themselves or even hates themselves. You have to love and honor the self before others will love and honor you. We all know the golden rule: treat others as you would want to be treated yourself. But Tal Ben-Shahar at Harvard University gave us what is now the platinum rule, best phrased as treat yourself as you would best treat others. Be kind to yourself as you would be kind to others. Let us now conclude with a special heartfelt message to this wonderful body. Say to your body, I love you. You give me all of my life. Every day when I wake, I celebrate the fact of being. That is your gift to me, and I thank you for it. I cherish you and will take care of you. We do not judge our bodies. That is societal programming and means nothing. The physical characteristics of a body are not important. Height, weight, color, shape, who cares? Let us lovingly disconnect from anything that is not our true self. We love and approve our true self. We are not going to subscribe to false beliefs and societal standards, unnatural pressures and unsustainable values which are mere propaganda and sly marketing messages from businesses which neither know nor care about nature, compassion, love, nor true beauty. The decision to be beautiful is yours alone. Blessings.